Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Casa Connection podcast. Thanks so much for joining us on this episode where we are going to be talking about mental health and the holidays. If you go back into our podcast feed, probably about a year ago or so, we actually did a podcast on foster youth and the holidays, too. That is a great, great listen, and I know we're going to be posting that throughout the course of these next couple months. I am Jeff Warren, and I'm here with our executive director at CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties, Tracy Heisler. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm great, Jeff Warren. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Look, this is a great topic to discuss at this particular point in the year where we have Thanksgiving coming up. You know, we just got done with Halloween, Christmas, Hanukkah is coming up. The holidays are right around the corner here, and mental health during the holiday season, it really is, it's an issue that needs to be discussed more, I think, a lot with folks in our communities because it impacts so many folks, Tracy.
Well, Jeff, according to the APA, the American Psychological Association, 38% of people will experience significant increases in stress and anxiety during the holidays.
That's a lot.
That doesn't sound like the most wonderful time of the year.
It does not. No, it does not. You know, and I was actually reading an article on the National Alliance on Mental Health, NAMI, as some people may know, and they have some really good suggestions about how and what individuals can do during the course of the holidays to really help with their mental health and mostly to get prepared. And that's what we're hoping to do on this podcast. You know, just let's get some information out to people about getting prepared during this holiday season or before the holiday season. And I think first and foremost, what I thought was interesting coming from this particular article was the fact that you have to accept your needs. You have to be kind to yourself. Put your mental and physical well-being first and recognize that your triggers are to help you prepare for a stressful situation. You know, is shopping for the holiday gifts that you want to give your family, is that too stressful for you? Making a plan of action to help decrease that stress. I think accepting your needs needs to really be first and foremost.
And I think even before we get to that idea of our needs, we have to figure out what it is that's stressing us out so much, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What are the things?
Yeah.
So around the holidays, I know, as you know, I have 8 kids, and speaking for myself, a lack of time, expectations of gifts for people, things like the financial pressure of it, of making sure you're getting the right things, and in our polarized society, family get-togethers where maybe politics come up, extremely stressful.
Yep.
And I think too, just the general sense of expectations that we feel that other people have of us. So, one of the things that I started doing, particularly with my adult kids, is instead of trying to figure out exactly the right gift for them, I've made donations to other charities,
yeah,
CASA included.
Mm-hmm.
You got a goat for a family in Namibia. Congratulations.
There you go.
so that you're doing good for someone, but still not putting a lot of pressure on producing,
Yeah. Everybody has those family situations too, and I think it's good we're talking about that, the family dynamic, because family dynamics can be very complex, and acknowledging them and accepting that you can only control your role, finding ways to limit your exposure to, can be a way for folks to really kind of, recognize what they need to do prior to going into a family situation. And quite frankly, I have to do this with myself, with certain family members that I know, say, hypothetically speaking, you may have the same situation that I do. You're going to be going to a, quote, neutral site on Christmas Day. And you know that there are going to be individuals there that you have had either a broken relationship with, or that maybe you're trying to mend a relationship with, or that somebody you may have not spoken to for quite some time because of a situation or issue that happened years and years ago. And how do you try to keep the balance, keep the boundaries up, and how do you try to make sure you're having a good time embracing the holidays with your particular family while not necessarily engaging with and bringing up past trauma, past situations, past negativity? And it really is a balancing act. And I think it's something that I think a lot of families go through it.
And I think too, that there's also those people out there who maybe don't have those kinds of family connections, and the holidays are a time of loneliness.
Absolutely.
Of great sadness, yeah, and feelings of loss and depression. And I think those need to be honored as well. So there was a skit on Saturday Night Live several years ago of people coming together for the holidays, and there's a childless, marriageless sister who just wants to talk about all the bad things happening in the world.
Right.
And that's kind of me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm that guy.
Uh-huh.
But we need to recognize that everybody handles their stuff in a different way.
Yes.
And to have some grace, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, look, we all have our personalities, and I don't necessarily think that you want to go into a family situation or a friend-based situation with the idea and concept that, okay, I'm going to be talking about, quote, negative situations and negative things over the course of these next couple hours that I'm with these individuals. I think it's important for us to be mindful. And that's an important word, I think, Tracy, is to be mindful of topics of conversation that you want to get into around the dinner table, or whether it's you're having a picnic style type of meal with your family, or you're opening gifts, you're just commiserating about your vacations that you're hoping to take in 2024 or beyond, or whatever the case is. I think, one, knowing your audience is very important, but really trying to scale back on the more negative-based topics that you can potentially get into. I think it's important.
Well, and NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness that you referenced earlier, they have a really nice blog post from a few years ago and with some suggestions on managing your mental health during
Absolutely.
The holidays.
Yeah.
So the first thing is to accept your feelings.
Yeah.
And not only have grace for others, but have grace for yourself.
Yep.
Of recognizing that, you know, it's okay. We feel how we feel.
Yep.
You want to have healthy habits. So don't feel pressured to go $2,000 into debt to make sure everybody has, you know, this, that, or the other thing that they're going to say, oh, that's nice, and then stick in your closet so that you save face.
Exactly.
Set, you know, be mindful that it's okay.
Yes.
To say no, and
yes,
don't, not to do the extravagant thing. Setting boundaries. If there are people who are being ugly, you don't have to sit by them. You don't have to engage with them. You don't have to justify yourself. Just set yourself away from that kind of negativity and set a boundary.
I'm Absolutely.
Not going to engage in that.
Yes.
Their fourth suggestion is to make time to connect, because as we talked about, you know, sometimes during the holidays, people can feel very lonely and very sad and anxious and depressed. But we also know from our work with ACEs and anxiety that connection is really important. It matters. So who are those people in your world that you know care about you, or that you feel better when you're around?
Right. Because if you know you're going to be going to someone's home, you obviously want to be there, you know, because the individual invited you, the individual's home who you were going to, they invited you. Speak with them the majority of the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And stay away from hot button topics, right?
Exactly.
That are going to be create a fractious kind of thing.
Folks, we don't have to talk politics all the time. We just don't have to, even though it's in front of our faces a lot, and especially in the foster care world. I mean, we get news pushed in our face a lot. We don't have to talk politics all the time, folks. No. We don't.
Talk about your Christmas lights and how tough it was to get it up in
there,
the 80
go.
Degree weather that we have currently, right? It's such a shame that what should be really a time of connection and family and thankfulness and generosity has morphed into something that's so stressful for
Yes.
so many
Yeah.
of us. So I know that for speaking for myself, I have matured over time and not felt like I had to do the whole perfection kind of a thing.
Yeah. Why do we feel that?
I know
I'm kind of going off on another path here, but why do we feel that? I don't know if somebody like myself, who has a wife and two daughters, and as our daughters are growing up and they were really young, we wanted to provide them with the perfect Christmas. And we wanted to provide that for them because of the innocence of what it was and how we wanted that joy. We wanted to show them that joy and provide them that joy. Now, you know, many, many years later, as they are preteens right now, Christmas is getting a little more expensive and the quote expectation may be a little more prevalent as well. And I just wonder why we as humans feel the need to continue with that perfection during the holidays when I don't think we really need to, because I think at the end of the day, if we have honest conversations with our family members to say, we just can't do this year, you know, we have a budget, or we're not going to be able to go here, we're not going to be able to maybe do this activity, which is fine. I think the majority of folks really are very understanding when you present truth to them.
Well, yeah, I agree. And I think too that the holiday, we really need to repivot and make the holidays about love, kindness, generosity, gratitude, yeah, instead of,
yeah,
I want the newest Nikes.
Yes.
They have to be orange with
exactly
green laces.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
So, but for those of you out there who are listening, if you are dreading the holidays, I'm sorry that that's where you're at. But, you know, I hope that some of this can give yourself permission to say, no, I'm not going to engage in all that this year.
Yeah.
Make donations, do service projects, put out Kentucky Fried Chicken if that's what floats your boat.
Exactly.
Do it. It's
exactly
okay.
Exactly. Seriously, if it's Taco Bell that you really enjoy, go ahead. Put it out there. Because as I said at the beginning of this podcast, you have to accept your needs and you have to be kind to yourself. You can be kind to others, but you have to be kind to yourself at the end of the day.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Yes, please.
So one year in the kids' stockings, I put bacon and Tabasco sauce. Because my kids love
wait,
bacon.
They love it that much?
They love it that
they
much.
They love it that much.
And they
great
woke up that morning and saw bacon and Tabasco sauce, and they could not have been more thrilled.
That is fantastic. See, it doesn't have to break the bank either, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think the bacon and Tabasco sauce broke the bank, right?
It was no worse than all the chocolate and
there you go
stuff that we usually put in
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
So.
Again, folks, accept your needs, be kind to yourself, and put your mental and physical health first, really, you can do that while also engaging with other folks as well. You can do it.
And if you have a snarky relative who's got some backhanded thing to say to you, you know what? Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. And look, we've got some great podcasts coming up down the road here at the Casa Connection podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have a suggestion for us, anything you'd like us to talk about, feel free to email us info@casashaw.org. I know Tracy would love to hear from you as well.
Always glad to. And for those of you who have reached out, thank you so much. It's just delightful for me to see your email and have a chat.
It's really great that the Casa Connection podcast has been listened to various CASA programs, various individuals, entities that work in the world of foster care and with foster youth throughout the United States. And it's really great that we're able to have these conversations and communicate with folks in other parts of the country. And I think we're doing good stuff, making a difference here, Tracy.
That's what we're trying to do all the time.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. That's our jam.
All right. We are going to end this CASA Connection podcast. Head on over to our website, casashaw.org. We have a lot of great resources over there. And you can find us on Instagram @casa_shaw. We are also on Facebook as well. Search us out there, or you can just simply go to facebook.com/casashaw. We will catch you on the next CASA Connection podcast. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.